Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is Monday, 23 October 2023. Welcome to today's program. Glad you're with us. Melody will be joining us in a minute. I had to come on. She's having some problems connecting to the program today. But glad you're with us. You're listening to Financial Survival. And the number to call, as always, is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Melody will be joining us soon with the updates on metals and markets, I'm sure. Had no difficulty getting connected to Skype, but so I'm kind of hanging out in the breeze, so to speak, just filling some time until she gets with us, and I hope I'm doing a good job so far. We can start with some news, I guess, until she gets on with us. I guess I can cover some news headlines, if y'all don't mind. And as soon as she comes on, she'll holler at me, I'm sure. So we'll get started with some news headlines. As usual, government's overreach knows no bounds. And New York State is probably one of the worst states in the country to live in. It's then you know they're coming after natural gas and gas in New York State. Well, they took another step up the ladder, so to speak, and taking away the people's ability to heat their homes and take care of themselves. New legislation will take gas stove ban to another level. As New York leaders continue to fight against gas stoves, a vocal group of legislators, doctors, and scientists is urging Governor Kathy Hochul to pass the New York Home Energy Affordable Transition Act. Now listen, whenever they say something like this, New York Home Energy Affordable Transition Act, grab your wallets and hang on to your tail, because this is going to hurt. This comes just months after Hochul's decision to ban gas stoves, furnaces, and propane heating in new residential buildings in the Empire State. During a virtual press conference this week, the group presented a new report that supports the argument against any kind of gas-powered appliances. The proposed legislation would not only allow the decommission of natural gas pipelines and plants, but also expedite the transition away from using natural gas for heating or cooking in all New York homes. What options do you have left? Electricity? Well, I'm thinking what else could be. I don't know what else could be besides electricity. With the price of electricity today, how much would you be able to handle that? Maybe I guess you could put back in a wood-burning stove. I grew up with one of those in our kitchen when I was a little boy. Wood-burning stove to cook on, maybe do that again. That's probably against the law also. But another step in a transition into tyranny in this country, if this becomes law. Folks in New York State, I guess your choice is going to be very limited. How you going to heat your home and cook your food? Is Melody with us yet?
I am.
All right. It's good to have you.
Well, it's great to be here.
It's Monday and you're late. How dare you?
I was here right on time. It was the computers and so forth that was delayed.
It's probably Todd's fault then.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that. But I knew you would. That's why.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well. At least he didn't hang up on me anyway, not yet. But, yeah, I'm glad you're here. I know you got a lot to report. I'm just sharing the fact that New York is trying to pass legislation now to make all homes, well, businesses, I'm sure, too, but homes in New York transition away from any kind of gas product and heat their homes and cook the food on something else, I guess, so it should be electricity. But they'll make a law in New York. Isn't that a sad thing to say?
Well, again, you know, it's just, you know, everything is being pushed on us, and it doesn't really show that it has any impact on what they're trying to accomplish.
Well, it doesn't at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just another means of control, and if people tolerate it, I guess it's really their fault also.
It's not only a matter of control. It's also where they're going to make the most money for a certain elite group, you know, who's really right. going to benefit and so forth. And that's what it really comes down to. And that's what they do. They change things. They create markets for certain people and for certain multinational corporations. And it doesn't matter if it's good for the people or not. It's good for them.
That's right.
And that's, you know, and if it's a matter of, you know, things that are taken away from us to where they tell us what we have to do and so forth, they don't care.
They don't
they
care.
Pass
that's the
yeah,
whole
they
point.
Pass they law,
don't care.
So, yeah. Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't care.
You know, and they I don't know how to get any clearer than that. They rape and pillage the people, take their properties, tax them death, and then go on television and say, we've got to do something to help the people. How about getting our pockets off our back for a while? Let's try that for a while.
Yeah, and you think that would work?
Would for us, but for them,
well,
no.
I know. I know.
Anyway, you go ahead.
Did you have time to do any of the market reports?
No, I didn't.
Anything?
I didn't have any of that ready. Okay. I did not. So I'm waiting
for
you to do that.
Well, we had a little bit of a pullback in gold today, down $8 at $1,974. Silver was down 39 cents at $23.06. Platinum was down $1.906, and palladium was up $36 at $1,156. The USDX today was down 0.53 at 105.62. Crude oil got hammered $2 by 85.99, so 86 there for the crude oil. The paper markets today, the Dow was down 190 points. The S&P was down 7 points, but the NASDAQ snapped a fourth day of losses. It was up 34 points. We saw the 10-year yield retreat from the 5% from earlier today. Let's go ahead and see where it retreated quite a bit, 4.85 for the day on the 10-year yield. And so that dipped from, I think the high was like 5.2. So it had a pretty big turnaround time. So European markets, the FTSE was lower, but Germany and France, they were higher. Asian markets were all negative, all less than 1%, though. Shanghai was down 1.5%. So natural gas today was higher, 2.91. And we saw oil dropped 2% as diplomatic moves and Gaza war eases supply concerns. So, hey, it seems to maybe Butch, they'll be able to contain this thing between Israel and Hamas. European Union leaders call for a humanitarian pause in this conflict in this week so that aid can reach Palestinians in Gaza. With the leaders of France and the Netherlands set to visit Israel this week. So it doesn't seem like anybody is on the side of Israel and the U.S. The armed wing of the Palestinian Hamas militant group said on Monday it had released two female civilian captives in response to Egyptian-Qatari mediation efforts. And they were elderly. I think one was, you know, in the 70s and one was in the 80s. Israel continued its bombardment of Gaza Monday, so we did see the price come back. And, you know, Butch, I think if anything did anything to contain this, it's probably the warships by China. I think that's the one that had you know, a more of a major impact. But, you know, the U.S. can't support Israel unless it has European nations behind them, too.
That's very true. We're going to cover some things that's still leaning towards bigger war. But, again, maybe this will put some knock some sense into them when they're seeing the buildup of the U.S., China, and who knows what else, Iran and all others getting involved. So maybe this will put some sense into people, I hope.
Well, you know, I hope so, too. And, you know, I mean, if they're still doing the bombing in Gaza and so forth, I mean, they had to pretty much smash that area to smithereens, so forth. But, you know, we talk about inflation here often, you know, and why didn't this pop up? It was about, so now it just... Subprime auto loan delinquencies hit a record. So again, more pressure on the economy. But this was about butter. Where did that? Butter prices soared to record high.
Wow.
Yeah. But I can't, for some reason, it's, excuse me, it's not opening. Summer sweltering temperatures had a twofold impact on milk supply. The heat caused cows to produce less milk and consumers demanded more ice cream and other dairy-based products.
That's Biden's fault.
Yeah. Ice cream, it is. He's got to quit eating. Ice cream production was up 1.1% in August from the previous year, and there's been heightened competition for cream. So there you go. So that was just some of the things that's been kind of circulating today. But again, milk prices. Butter, the record high in trading history, 3.44 per pound, ending October 13th. Record high for butter.
Yeah, I believe that. I do believe that. That's why I buy mine off a local farmer. She makes homemade butter, and it's really good.
Butter production in August was the lowest in roughly 5 years due to tightened milk supply. So
well,
you
know,
how
many cows died because of heat? How many places were burnt down because of the heat? How many dairies went out of business because of the prices?
Well,
has to do with the two.
Well, if that's the case, if cows are producing less, then that should have had a good impact on their climate.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what are they complaining about?
Yeah. But you don't hear about that, do you?
No, you don't. No, you don't. It's ridiculous. It we're laughing, but you know, when coming down to it, it's not very funny. We're laughing. They have to laugh with it. I mean, it's all there is to it. They have to laugh.
Well, I know. I mean,
but
come on.
It's insane. It's insane.
I know it is. So, but hey, if they're not producing, then they're not producing that gas.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. Yeah. Yeah, they're not passing gas. They're all right.
They're not passing gas. So.
You know, in the way of finances, too, and we know, of course, fiat currency, inflation, all the other things. But and we know, too, now from what we read of the places, stores are closing down, not because of just inflation, Melody, because of crime. You know that in the areas. Well, San Francisco apartment building loses $250 million in value amid crime crisis, now facing foreclosure. Folks, this is unbelievable. It's bad enough we're eating out with inflation and taxation. But now crime has put businesses out of business. A very large apartment building in San Francisco has lost $250 million in value since 2018 as the city has devolved into a hellscape of crime and open drug addiction. Commercial real estate and retail space in the city has the same problems. This could eventually cause a domino effect in San Francisco unlike anything we've ever seen. The apartment building in San Francisco has reportedly experienced a large decrease in its value compared to where it stood in 2018. The San Francisco Chronicle, citing data from Trip, reported on Thursday that the building, the Crescent Heights-owned NEMA, and its value declined by $264.6 million, hitting a $279 million more than 40% drop from 2018. 48%, almost half the value, Melody, in the last 5 years because of crime in the area. And that's with inflation because prices went up. So they lost more than 48%. If you follow my reasoning on that?
I am.
So, there you go. Crime is shutting down. Immorality, chaos is shutting down businesses. That is so sad, but that's the sign of a decaying society when business can't operate because they can't keep the criminals away from their properties. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, but then again, there isn't any reason why these businesses can't keep the criminals. They're just not investing. So I think it might be a bigger story than that, that maybe they're not really, the retail really isn't being sold either.
Because, well, I just wonder, well, that could be part of it. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not taking away that there isn't the criminal element.
Right.
I'm just, you know, playing the advocate here that, you know, is the picture a little bit bigger than just the criminals? Because why couldn't some of these big time stores keep the criminals out?
Well, you know, you're talking about California. It's probably against the law out there to do that.
Probably.
But, you know, I mean the cops are overwhelmed. There's not enough policemen in the country to keep
the
immoral
people
in check.
Well, I bet if you slap a security guard with a weapon on his shoulder at the door, I bet that would prevent it.
Well, if they were allowed to use it, yes.
Yep.
But
yep.
Well, that would raise all kinds of cane, though, in the store. My goodness, lawsuits everywhere. But what I'm saying is, I mean, it's just you cannot control an immoral people, no matter how many cops you have, unless you lock them up in cages. And that's just a sign of a nation getting its decaying, because a nation that will not govern itself cannot be free.
And then I also wonder if these stores have been in these areas for a real long time, or have they been relatively new in these areas? Because, you know, are they located in a little bit lower income?
It's hard to say.
Neighborhoods?
Of course, this apartment building you're talking about here, a huge apartment
right,
building.
Right, but I'm talking about them, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a mess. Whatever the reason, when they close, they close.
Yeah.
And that's just sad. I guess you heard that the United Auto Workers has called out some more workers on strike. You probably heard that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. And the United Auto Workers Union has hit Salinas, largest and most profitable plant, with a labor action calling production of all the facilities to come to a screeching halt. UAW wrote in a statement that 6,800 union members at the Sterling Heights Assembly Park plant in Michigan walked off the job and joined the rest of the striking union on the picket lines, demanding increased pay and benefits in a new four-year labor contract. The workers, who make Salinas' best-selling Ram 1500 Dodge trucks, are joining the unprecedented stand-up strike at all three of the big three automakers. The move comes just days after UAW President Sean Fain detailed the current proposals across the automakers, highlighting the shortcomings of the Salinas' current offer. The union says Salinas has the worst proposal on the table regarding wage progression, temporary worker pay, and conversion to full-time, cost of living adjustments, and more. Despite those comments, Fain did not mention a report from Bloomberg earlier Friday that the union has lowered its pay hike demand 25%, which is a little more reasonable in my mind. Today's expansion of strikes means the union has more than 40,000 members holding firm on the picket lines. Earlier this month, General Motors activated a multi-billion-dollar credit line from J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, indicating the automaker might be bracing for a prolonged strike. What do you think?
Well, he's going to hold out until he gets what he wants. That's for sure. Bain does not like those multinationals. He doesn't like the wealthy.
I just wonder how far that's going to go before. I mean, I'm sure people are starting to feel the effect in dealerships, whatever. They'll have to. But when they quit moving, bringing in new vehicles, I don't know what that's going to do to a lot of things. But this doesn't just affect the auto workers. It affects people that sell the cars and you know, everywhere. It's just huge. So we'll see what happens.
But Butch, as anything else, it just doesn't seem to matter.
No.
You don't see the impacts, do you?
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
Even though it's happening, they just cover it up.
Well, only time can tell what's going to happen on that. I know that. And after the break, we're going to cover an article here that I think is very important. And I kind of wonder about this, but as far as it being, I think it's a true story. I just wonder why this wasn't brought up before. U.S. forced Ukraine to reject peace with Russia. Ex-German chancellor said this. Now, this is not coming from some kind of anonymous source. This is coming from ex-German chancellor who says the U.S. will not let Ukraine and Russia work out the difference. So we're going to share that after the break. We don't have time to get into it now, but I think it's a very telling story of somebody wanting a war even though Ukraine's ready to talk to Russia and Russia and vice versa, U.S. said, no, we're not going to do that. Anything you want to add to that, Melanie?
And I also read that $100 billion plus that he's looking for, Biden, a lot of that goes to Ukraine.
Yep, that's true.
So they're using the Israel sympathies to get the $100 billion, so the most of the money goes to Ukraine. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. And, you know, folks, again, gold's going to go up. Gold's going to go down. We have the dollar's down a little bit. Maybe gold will be up tomorrow. Who knows? If the pressure comes off, because we have a lot of war premium in there in the gold. So, but that's not why you buy it. You buy it and you hold it. If I knew where the price of gold was going to be at the end of the week, I wouldn't be working anymore. Neither would Butch.
Nope.
We'd still make Todd work maybe, but no, I'm just kidding. But you go in and you buy. You know, if you want to, it's not a game you play. And 800-375-4188. Butch.
Okay. Back to the story, because I think it's very important. If you want to see the attitude, folks, of the U.S. and its empire building and empire destroying mindset, it's been that way for many years now. Former German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder has argued in a newspaper interview that the U.S. government didn't allow any compromises that could have brought an end to the Russian-Ukraine conflict just weeks after Moscow's military offensive began in February 2022. Now, think about that, folks. Been going on for a year and a half or better. Think of all the people that's dead, all the money expended, all the weapons. I mean, think of the cost of this war that could have been ended within a few weeks if the U.S. would allow it. Speaking interview published by Germany's Berliner Zeitung, newspaper on Friday, Schroeder said he was asked to help mediate the March 2022 peace negotiations between Ukrainian and Russian officials in Istanbul. He said that although representatives of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky were open to making concessions on such key issues, now folks, this is a key issue for sure, as renouncing efforts to join NATO, that would have been a game changer in itself. Boom! The Ukrainians did not agree to peace because they were not allowed to. They first had to ask Americans about everything they discussed. Oh my gosh. Russian officials have repeatedly claimed that the U.S. and other Western backers of Ukraine discouraged Zelensky's government from agreeing to a peace settlement. Schroeder, who has defended his continuing friendship with Russian President Vladimir Putin, essentially confirmed that allegations in the Berliner Zeitung interview, my impression, nothing could happen because everything else was decided in Washington. So there you go, folks. The war could end in a few weeks, but thanks to American intervention program again, it's still ongoing. People dying every day, innocent people dying by the thousands because America wanted the war to go on. Mel, that makes me angry. Very angry.
Well, it should make a lot of people angry. But we knew this was going on. We knew why there was never any type of, you know, peace talks, ceasefires. And when there was a ceasefire, you know, Ukraine didn't abide by it. So, I mean, they've done everything they could. But you know what? Look at the billions of dollars that is being sent over to Ukraine, along with the weaponry and everything else, with no accountability of where it goes.
That's
nobody
very,
knows
very
where
true.
Any of that money goes. So why would they want it to end?
I mean, he's stopping. I mean, I would like to think that the leadership of Ukraine would have ended if they said we will back down from joining NATO. I think that would have been a game changer right there. I believe that would have pretty much stopped it all at once. So,
I'm not. You know what? That might have been, but I think still Russia probably would have wanted more than, you know, control on certain parts of Ukraine and so forth. I don't think that might have been a big deal. But I think Putin would have wanted, I don't think he would have been satisfied with that. I think he might use that now. And it certainly was a big, big component in starting the war. Absolutely. But I'm not sure he'd be backing down now if that was
It's too late now for him. I mean, he's not going to back down now. It's cost too much. But if he would have done it within a couple of weeks of the war starting, maybe that would have been at least half the argument
would have been
right there.
At least there would have been more talks available.
Exactly.
Even China tried to do, but nope, they don't want to hear it.
Well, that's because America has always been for many, many years, been the nation that's intervened in the politics and leadership of all nations. And that's why we're in this mess we're in right now. But that would make me angry. How many thousands of people have died because of this? Israel's war in Gaza is do or die, says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, after vowing to cut head off the snake of Iran. Big talk. Now, you said this might be coming to a slowdown. I pray that it is, but still big talk going on. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war in Gaza is do or die for his country as he addressed troops in the border with Lebanon. Netanyahu made the remarks that Israeli forces stepped up airstrikes ahead of looming ground in the invasion of the Gaza Strip. Tanks and troops are massing around the 25-mile enclave and also on Israel's northern border with Lebanon. It's feared that terror group Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, could join the conflict and open up a new front line. Netanyahu issued a fierce warning to the Lebanon-based group as he spoke to the commandos. He said starting a war against Israel would bring counterstrikes of unimaginable magnitude that would wreak devastation upon Lebanon. An official transcript of the briefing, he also said, I cannot tell you right now Hezbollah will decide to enter Gaza war fully. He threatened such a move would be a mistake of Hezbollah's life. The mistake of Hezbollah's life. So maybe Melody, they're going back down. I pray that is. But that doesn't sound too promising right there at all.
No, but I don't think Bibi has the, he knows he can't go at it alone, I don't think. He needs the U.S., so I don't know. But you know what, there's a big headline out, though, today where supposedly, and you don't know propaganda, Lord knows what's floating around there, what's true and what's not true. And especially when it comes from U.S. intelligence, I would question it.
Yeah.
But they said the U.S. has intelligence that Iranian-backed militia groups are planning to ramp up attacks against the U.S. forces in the Middle East. They're saying that Iran is seeking to capitalize on the backlash in the region for U.S. support for Israel. So the militia groups have already launched multiple drone attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. So, you know, we really don't know, but it's hard to believe what really is true.
It is.
What's not true.
It is. But, you know, I know this plagues everybody's sympathies, and maybe that's one of the reasons I'm doing it. But when you see, as I saw when I was in service in the military and during the Vietnam era, when I saw these innocent people really hurt, homeless and wounded children who had nothing in this war at all, I see this on TV now, and you probably saw where the reporters carrying two young babies in his arms in a van, and the reporter's killed there too later himself, but a bloody head, a little boy or girl, whatever it was. And I look at that and I think, if this can be stopped, it should be stopped. In my opinion, Israel has done enough damage to Gaza to show that they should never try that again. Whether it was new about it or not, that's not to debate right now. They've done enough damage now to let them know that we don't play games. That's enough. In my mind, enough is enough. Over 5,000 dead, I think that's enough. But anyway.
And you know what the sad thing is? It's the Palestinian people that are dead, not Hamas.
That's it. That's the whole point. That is the whole point. Those children, they had nothing to do with this.
So what is Israel doing? You know, all the bombings and everything. I'm sure they might have gotten a few.
Well, they're not making friends, that's for sure.
Remember North? Was it Ollie North?
Ollie North.
I seen him interviewed a couple of times, and I'll tell you what, he impressed me. He hasn't aged very well, but he's really impressed me with the things that he said should be done in order to protect this country and how to slow down what's really going on in there. And a lot of it is you got to cut off the money machine. That's how you stop it. You got to seal our borders. You got to first protect the U.S. Seal the borders, which is totally wide open. Then you cut off the money machine to these places. And it's really that simple. It's not simple, but it's very logical. That's what you do. But we're not doing anything but offering up billions of dollars and saying, here's more.
Well, you remember Poland and Lech Walesa. You remember that, right? The whole country on strike. And it changed things in a matter of a few days. If the American people had enough gumption, gall, and courage to do that, say, we're not going to pay more tax, we're not going to work, shut the economy down, that would change minds in pretty quick maneuver, I think.
Yep.
It really would. But that's not going to happen. You can't get too many people to agree to even go and get a free hot dog.
Nope.
You know, so anyway.
And if you tell people not to pay your taxes, you get thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know.
If everybody went on strike, they'll take
care of it.
That's
the only thing that would fix this nation.
It is.
Cut off the money supply. Yep.
It really is, and that wouldn't take long. Israel hits Gaza with one of the deadliest bombings so far in the war against Hamas. The blockade of Gaza Strip has been hit by one of the deadliest nights of Israel bombing so far in the new war against the Palestinian militant group Hamas. At least 400 Palestinians were killed in Gaza in the last 24 hours, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. And 70 were killed overnight on Sunday in bombardments of the densely populated Jebaliyah refugee camp and streets close to hospitals in Gaza City. Gaza's health authorities have said that at least 5,087 people have been killed in Israel's two-week bombardment, many of them women and children. The conflict broke out after Hamas militants had supposedly attacked a surprise attack, which I know that isn't true. Nonetheless, over 5,000 have died. They leveled Hamas. Leveled Gaza. If you looked at the videos, you can go online and see these anywhere. It's going to take them decades to rebuild that city, that nation, the little strip of Gaza. If they ever get rebuilt at all, it's going to take decades. They devastated the country. And I think enough is enough. Any comments on that, Melody?
No.
I mean, I just, it's a tough call. And if Israel really was struck by surprise, which no one inside Israel or anybody knows anything about Israel or the security they had agreed that was not a surprise attack. Netanyahu withdrew all the military in that area. Isn't that a strange thing? Withdrew it all just at a certain time. These people come in and actually blew up sections of the fence. Took the time doing it. Took the time to blow the fence up. And some of the security experts said that if a cat walked by that fence, everybody on that border knew it. So this was not a surprise. It's a move to maybe take some more territory. I don't know. But I think that the world should be calling enough is enough. If they want to. The U.S. didn't want to stop the war in Ukraine. Maybe they're doing this. I don't know. Saying well, escalating. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the beginning, they were showing how they were doing training right in front of their noses.
Yes. Yes.
You know? And, you know, and plus you just can't tell me that, you know, as you said, their intelligence. And why did it take 9 to 10 hours for them to respond?
It's not like Israel is, you know, around the world. I mean, their nation, not so big. They can't cross in just a couple hours at max. You know, so come on. Yeah. And jet fighters could be in there in no time.
And knowing that this is always a risk to them.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway.
Citing escalating Iran threats, Pentagon sends second carrier Patriot missiles and THAAD to Middle East. President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin have made rapid moves to add missile defense and naval forces to the Middle East in response to escalations by Iran and its proxy forces. USS Ford and its supporting carrier strike group has been in the eastern Mediterranean Sea for at least a week, and now Austin is adding a second carrier strike group to the area and activated the deployment of Patriot and Terminal High to air defense missiles, defense systems in the region. Another step up on that. And maybe that's going to trigger some people's concerns to the point that something we've done about it. I don't know, but just to me, we're going to discuss the fact they're going to send more troops over. Now, I'm not making this up. They're going to send more troops over. They got 2,000 boots on the ground now, 10,000 ready to deploy off the ships already there, and there's more on the way. What does that mean? Could it mean that maybe this is going to escalate to the point it's going to scare other nations to call it off before it's too late? Buddy, you can't tell me that if the nations together would stand up and say, we're going to stop this, that they wouldn't get attention from the nations that are involved. But which ones are going to be for stopping and ones that aren't? Obviously, the Muslim nations already go to war. But, you know, so is Israel. The world's going to get involved. If it doesn't stop pretty soon, maybe it's going to be too late to stop it without devastation and things we don't want to think about worldwide. Any comments on that?
You know, it's kind of interesting. You have the Muslim world, the Arab world, the Muslim world, whatever world you want to call it, and how they all stand united. But here you have Israel. They can't go to war without the U.S. The U.S. can't go to war without their Europe counterparts. And it's just like, you know, it's just, it's like our politics. It's so, I mean, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. It's comical.
That's very true.
So how can you be the world leader when you see nothing but incompetence coming from so many different areas? I'm not saying it's all incompetent, but a lot of it is. When you can't even get together, when you have, you know, can't even have a Congress. I mean, it really does show a weakness. And this is why all of these problems are erupting everywhere. So.
Well, I pray that they are slowing down, but I don't see it happening right now. I pray they are. I really mean that. I truly mean that. We're so blessed. We're sitting here in our warm homes, comfortable, food on the table, place to sleep tonight. Well, thousands of people, literally thousands of people tonight, have no place to rest. No food coming in.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's 2 million, well, and we're just talking about Gaza.
Exactly. No place
and,
really
and
to,
you don't
go
have
bed
to
tonight.
Be a sympathizer to the Palestinians to think
no.
that this is some. I know that this is a huge humanitarian crisis for those people. Now, why they allow Hamas in there and they don't do that? It's kind of again. It reminds me, Butch of Mexico. You have the cartels that runs the government. What do the people do? Nothing. Look at Venezuela. What did the people do? Nothing. You know, you want me to list all the Latin countries? You know, go down the list. What do the people do? Nothing. So.
Yeah, it's just a sad situation. We're going to break. After the break, we'll discuss the fact they're going to send more troops over.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom here with Pastor Butch Paul. And you're going to start telling us about
Austin and what he got planned. Defense Secretary Austin, Lloyd Austin placed additional U.S. troops on prepare to deploy orders to the Middle East Sunday after speaking with President Joe Biden. I have placed an additional number of forces on prepare to deploy orders as part of prudent contingency planning to increase their readiness and ability to quickly respond as required, he said. The number of forces put on prepared to deploy orders was not specified, but the Pentagon has previously confirmed the number of roughly 2,000. Some troops would come from the U.S. and some from within Europe or other areas of operation. Austin said he also had activated the deployment of Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Battery, as well as additional Patriot battalions to locations throughout the region to increase protection for the U.S. forces. Iranian proxy forces have recently launched attacks against U.S. facilities in Iraq, Syria, and fired rockets from Yemen, which were shot down by the U.S. guided missile destroyer. So he put the troops on ready to deploy. That more or less means get your good gear out, get lined up, because the whistle may blow. So what is that going to mean in the long run? I don't know, folks. Again, it's a step in the direction of escalation of the situation. Maybe, perhaps, by the grace of God, it'll stop. But I don't know that it will. And no one really does, except the ones, I guess, are planning a war or trying to work for it or against it. But Melody said just a minute ago, China deployed 6 warships to Middle East over fears Israel crisis could spark World War III. Let that sink in a minute, Melody. China is deploying warships because they fear they could spark World War III. That's a very serious statement, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I mean, I don't know how to get it. I'm not ready. I mean, I can't explain what's going to happen. We have never in America seen what we could see in the future. But of all the tens of millions of people that the U.S. has helped displace and kill with the made-up wars, I guess payback is coming. China has deployed 6 warships to the Middle East as the conflict between Israel and Hamas escalates, according to reports. The 44th Naval Escort Task Force from the People's Liberation Army, Eastern Theater, had been involved in routine operations in the region and spent several days in Oman last week. The Chinese warships left Muscat from an unspecified location on Saturday after participating in an exercise with the Omanian Navy. The task force includes the Zabo, a guided missile destroyer, the frigate Jingzhou, and the supply ship Quanadao, all of which will be stationed in the Middle East as Israel prepares for a ground invasion of Gaza. That could be very serious. That could be beyond what you and I can comprehend and mean. This. And I know from the guest I had on the program the other night who lived in China, China has double the Navy we do. Add that to what Russia may have, folks, America are just a set duck in the situation. That's not a good thing to have to say, but it doesn't change the facts. I don't think we can handle, well, 2 wars. Can you imagine, Melody, if we were helping Russia, helping Ukraine, helping Israel, and fighting against China and Russia and the Middle East? I don't think I have much of a chance to handle that too much. Although Yellen says we can afford it. So, there you go. Any comments?
Yellen is just, you know, she might be a very nice little old lady, but that's really what she, you know, what she is. I mean, she really does not have, for her to be in that position. And again, you talk about a nation of weakness. You know, it's.
Well, that speaks of the nation's quality of leadership from the president right on down. But anyway, pro-Palestinian mob shuts down Minneapolis street, terrorizes motors. Folks, this is going to be worldwide. It's already worldwide. If you're wondering why the pro-Palestinian protests in the U.S. today are starting to look like a lot like the BLM riots of 2020, it's probably because they are made up of the same people with the same political agenda. Well, surprise, surprise. Minnesota has one of the most concentrated Muslim populations in the U.S., but also a well-known Democrat stronghold. Palestinian protests across the country are predominantly manned by far-left groups like Antifa, seeking to attach themselves to minority issues as an excuse to wreak havoc. The political alliance is perhaps one of the most unhinged in recent memory, given that Muslim Sharia culture runs contrary to the majority of progressive beliefs. The protest tactic of blocking major traffic routes and then mobbing any vehicles that try to sneak past has been used by leftists regularly over the past few years. When people defend themselves by pushing through the mob, the protesters then claim they were attacked by the driver. Protesters and rioters blocked the Irene Hickson Whitney Bridge that runs over I-94 in Loring Park on Sunday afternoon. A video posted by ex-user Unicorn Riot shows the mob deliberately blocked traffic while a white sedan was moving forward at slow speeds while being attacked by rioters. Yeah, folks, this is causing havoc. And Melody, whether you like to say it or not, whether you like to admit it or not, some people love havoc. BLM is one of them. And Antifa is another one. They like this stuff. They like to have a reason to destroy and tear down and disrupt American culture and society. You agree with that?
Well, yeah, they like it because they get the government that's on their side. They can do anything they want, and they're never held accountable for what they do because they use the I'm a victim theory or whatever you want to call it, which is, you know, that's why they're bleeding hearts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And now they come out with that, proving the fact that George Floyd was not killed by cops. They're proving that now. Way too late. It's coming out, the proof's coming out, that wasn't all made up also. But folks, the damage has been done, and people that are doing these riots obviously are allowed to do them, or it wouldn't be happening. That's all I can say about that. But it's not just America. About 100,000 protesters joined post-Palestinian march through London. About 100,000 people joined a pro-Palestinian demonstration in central London on Saturday, marching through the British capital to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. Chanting Free Palestine, holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, the protesters moved through London before massing at Downing Street, the official residence of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. As a proud Palestinian who'd like to return home one day, as a Palestinian who has brothers and sisters in Gaza and family, I wish we can do more, but protest is what we can do at the minute, one woman said, who declined to give her name, told Reuters. So this is not just in America, and it's not certainly not just Middle East. It's spreading across the globe. And England, Europe, welcomed the Muslims and other races into the country, open arms, just as America has let happen over the last 50 years. And this was not done by accident. So we're seeing a gathering together of the masses now. What that's going to mean for us, U.S., Europe, I have no idea. But it's picking up speed. Melody, any comments on that?
The thing that's dangerous, and it really is amazing when you look at these pictures and you see how many people show up. I mean, you know, are the governments going to, I don't know, how do they calm the people? I don't know. Are the people going to push this further? Will it be the people that pushes it further or what? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm sure some of them will be thrilled to hear of a ceasefire, but a lot of them don't want to stop. They enjoy this.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. But it's spreading across now. The Chinese are getting involved in the Philippines. Manila says Chinese vessels intentionally hit Philippine boats. Manila said Monday that Chinese vessels intentionally hit Philippine boats at the weekend, escalating a diplomatic row over two collisions in the South China Sea. The country had traded blame over Sunday's incidents near Second Thomas Shoal in the Spratly Islands, with both sides filing diplomatic protests and releasing videos to support their accusations. The two collisions happened during a Philippine resupply mission to troops stationed on a Navy vessel that was grounded on the show in 1999 to assert Manila's territorial claims. Philippine officials accused a Chinese Coast Guard ship and a Manila vessel of dangerous maneuvering that resulted in collisions with Philippine supply boat and a Philippine Coast Guard vessel. Philippine Defense Secretary Gilbert Todoro took it one step further Monday, labeling the Chinese action near Second Thomas Shoal deliberate. Well, I don't think we need another hotspot now, but this could escalate in something else. Who knows, Melody? Another move, another sore spot being rammed with China. So I don't know what will China do, what will China take, and I don't know. What do you have any comments on that?
No, you know, I think I don't know. Sometimes when you think when these things start up, it's always something from left field that you don't think of, you know, that we don't know about anyway. So who knows?
But you know, you have to give them credit. Come up with scenarios that we never that you said that we never think about.
We never think about. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they come up with brand new ones all the time. And then another story that hit the news waves a year or so ago, when Anheuser-Busch took the homosexual transgender and used him to advertise a beer, whether they've been paying ever since. Anheuser-Busch resorting to bribing distributors in an effort to keep Bud Light on shelves. Now, this is true, folks. The move certainly looks like a bribe. The New York Post revealed while quoting a report from Marketers Insights that Anheuser-Busch has offered as much as 150 million in relief to distributors since Mulvaney's Bud Light TikTok video on April. Some of the financial relief distributors have received are reimbursements for freight and fuel surcharges, as well as an additional week to pay bills to the brewer. So I guess Anheuser-Busch is actually hurting a little bit. And that's just too bad for him, but it is what it is. So, you know, I guess maybe they'll make businesses think, hopefully, before they do something like that again. Any comments on that?
No, I'm surprised they just don't relabel it and sell it under something else, you know. But
well, they have to change the name of the company because I can't. Anheuser-Busch makes more than Bud Light, so.
Right. That's so. Why don't they change it to I don't know. Just change the name of it and repackage
the whole company.
It.
The whole company.
No, Bud Light. Just Bud Light.
I know, but I'm saying but they're boycotting the whole company, not just Bud Light.
Yeah. Well.
So I don't know.
They'll serve. Trust me, they'll survive.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And in a way, some good news. Maybe we'll close out with this. Children are not social experiments. Oklahoma ban on sex change for minors upheld by federal district court. You would, of all the nonsense that has to take to court, of all the nonsense, a waste of taxpayers' dollars, have to take to court to let a child be a boy or a girl. Anyway, U.S. District Court Judge John F. Howell has ruled that an Oklahoma state law banning sex change procedures on children was constitutional and therefore could be enforced. The ruling on October 5th came as a result of a motion for injunctive relief to restrain the state from implementing the law. Five young people identifying as transgender and in some degree of transition, their parents or legal guardians and the health care provider are the plaintiffs in the case. Of all the things that have to take to court, Melody, for parents to get involved in, the children to get involved in, they have to take to court the fact that they want to change sexes. That is so unbelievable, so unbelievable. The governor of Arkansas, I forgot her name now, the lady, the governor, her dad was governor too once, I think, said that they're not going to make their state institutions use preferred pronouns in the state. We're seeing some
Huckabee.
Kickback here. Huckabee, yeah, yes.
Sanders.
Yes, Sanders. So we're seeing some kickback here in the right direction. So folks, keep praying, keep standing, keep telling the truth. Maybe reach a few people. I think we can. No, we can. Can we change all this in the end? I can't say that. But you've heard this. It's not our concern. Duty is ours. Consequences are God's. That's how it works out. Melody, we're down the last little bit. What do you want to say?
Well, you're quitting early today.
I am. I'm gonna take a nap now. So go ahead.
Well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen. And if we did, you know, we wouldn't be sitting here. So we just have to do what we can do and follow the news, follow the truth, try and find the truth. And that's what people need to do, you know, with their own finances and with their retirement accounts. And people just are sitting back thinking, well, you know, it'll come back. It's going to come back. And it very well might come back. But what risk are you willing to take? So people really do have to just be aware. Don't sleep. You know, we talk about taking naps, but don't sleep through, you know, everything that's going on around you, because there's people really. It just amazes me how few people know what's going on.
Well, to make a quick point here. If the prices today would stop right now, if inflation would stop right now, how much have we lost in inflation in the last couple of years? How much have we lost our income in inflation in the last 2 years? If inflation would stop right now, how much money have we already lost in inflation?
A lot.
That's it.
We're not going back. Regardless of what they say and what they do, I was reading an article about the ECB. And how they're having issues because of all this free money over the past years. And they're trying to normalize it. They're not going to normalize it. The only thing that's normal is we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned and be safe. If I've got me a well-being.